just to give you a sense as we set the scene, everybody here is either 15 or 16, two students from Mount Lebanon and two from North Allegheny, and you'll get a chance to meet them in just a moment. They are known as Indigo Quartet. Youth Chamber Connection. There you have the Indigo Quartet. It's a pleasure to have them here. They will have one more movement from that work in just a moment. Let's meet the cellist first. What's your name?
My name is Jamin Lee.
It's nice to meet you. Can you tell me what piece you just played?
We played the Beethoven Quartet Number 4, Opus 18.
And you are at North Allegheny Senior High School?
Yes.
And this will be your senior year coming up?
Yeah, I'm a junior right now.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. Tell me a little bit about playing in a quartet. Have you played in other quartets as well?
Actually, I haven't. This is actually my first year doing YC Squared.
And can you tell me how that differs as an experience from playing in an orchestra or playing, you know, and practicing? I would imagine there's some neat experiences going along with this.
Well, I'm like playing as one cellist, so I think it requires a lot more detail and more attention playing in a quartet rather than an orchestra. And I think you build more teamwork between the players in a quartet, rather.
Is it hard to get the sound right or to learn to work with other people? I mean, have you seen some quartets gel more easily than others?
Yeah, it has its hard moments, but I think like over practice and over time we eventually develop more and we play more together.
Excellent. Anybody you would like to recognize or say hello to?
I would like to recognize Mrs. Cunningham and my parents.
Excellent. And thank you. Well, that was Jamin, and we'll meet the next person coming down the line, Jamin Lee. And now I think we have Layla. Who do we have? No, we don't have Layla. We have, who do we have next?
I'm Futen.
Yes, Futen. I'm sorry. I was reading about you're Futen Wang on viola, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't see behind the stand whether you had a violin or a viola. Tell me about yourself.
So I've played viola since third grade with my school orchestra program. So that's 7 years, I think.
Yeah.
And I started playing piano when I was in first grade.
That's a long time. And is this your first quartet as well?
Yeah.
That's great that YZ Squared is bringing students together like this. Would you describe the experience any differently than you just heard a minute ago in terms of challenges or the pleasures of playing in a quartet?
Well, I guess it's different from orchestra because I had one coach once tell me that the difference between a quartet and an orchestra is that you have to initiate everything in a quartet, while in orchestra you can follow other people, I guess.
Excellent. That makes a lot of sense. Lori just passed me a note. I didn't realize this is you are actually going to be here with us next week. Will you be here as part of the Pittsburgh Concert Society?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing a piano duet with my brother, Yosin.
That's wonderful. Congratulations on that honor with the Pittsburgh Concert Society. You kind of snuck piano in there, taking piano since I was in first grade, kind of like, yeah, I play viola, but I've taken piano to be recognized by the Pittsburgh Concert Society is huge. Congratulations. Anybody you'd like to say hello to or recognize?
I guess say hi to my brother at home and my dad at home as well.
Excellent. What's your brother's name again?
Yosin.
Excellent. Thanks. Well, we'll look forward to seeing both of you next week. And now we're going to meet our two violinists, and we'll start with you. Hi.
Hello.
And I'll let you introduce yourself.
My name is Sane Lee. I'm going to Mount Lewin High School, and I'm a freshman.
And you've been here before
yes.
Playing. And have you... Is this your first quartet for everybody, or?
No, I've been in a quintet before. We were actually the Pendulum Quintet.
Oh,
and
right,
we played
right.
here.
I knew you were
a year ago.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the ensemble. You guys were great. I remember that
Thank
from
you.
Before. Tell me about you all are in Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra.
Yes, Paiso.
And is there anything coming up with Paiso that we should know about? I'll check if you're not aware of anything.
We've just had our last concert for the season last week, but we are also going on a tour to Spain over the summer.
Wonderful.
It's going to be amazing.
Are all of you going, I hope, to Spain? That should be a great
yes.
opportunity. Anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
I'd like to shout out to our coach, Mr. Wickesberg. He's been working hard with us ever since we started. And I also like to say hi to my dog at home, Marky, and my parents.
Always good to say hello to
yes.
the dogs. Gracie the cat is listening to our cat. We always turn the radio on for Gracie so she can listen. And she likes classical music, too.
That's great. So
thanks, Sid. And now we have Layla, finally, Layla Fodlin, who I almost started to... I almost said Futen was you, but I know better than that. Welcome, and tell me a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Layla, and I've been going to Mount Lebanon High School since, ninth grade, and before I went to Jefferson Middle School, and I went there in seventh grade because I moved to the United States from France, actually. Yeah, and before that, I went to a music conservatory.
In France. So how old were you when you came to the United States?
13, 12.
And you're about 15 now.
Uh-huh.
So how you must miss that conservatory environment, I would think.
Well, yeah, I do miss it. They had more like music classes during the week because it was really involved and you had to like audition to get in and yeah. But I really like the way they teach here. I like it better than in France. So
how so?
Well, in France they would I guess it would be more like serious. I'm not saying it's serious here, but it's more
more formal.
Formal, yeah. It's I don't know, more fun, I guess.
And that this is with regard to music or all classes?
All classes, music too.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, it's nice to meet you. And anybody to acknowledge or say hello to?
My mother and my dad and Mr. Wickesberg. yeah, they've been a great help in my music.
It sounds like he's a great coach. You can just sort of pass that along, and I want you to know that you can learn more about the Youth Chamber Connection. We've linked to their website, and I'll give you their website in a moment after you hear the next selection. But if you are a teacher involved with an orchestra, or if you are a student playing an instrument, let me tell you, Laurie Cunningham is your person, because she would love to make connections and bring students together to play just in the way you're hearing now. Thanks to all of you for being here, and we'll let you close up with the additional movement you have planned. And I will have the website for you if you're listening and want to know more. You may want to contact Youth Chamber Connection YC Squared to hire a quartet. That's probably possible. Wouldn't it be nice to have these folks playing at a function? Here again, the Indigo Quartet. Thank you. The Indigo Quartet from Youth Chamber Connection. Congratulations. You sounded great. You can learn more about Youth Chamber Connection at youthchamberconnection.org. Get involved as a teacher, get involved as a player, or simply support the organization that's bringing folks together from beyond ordinary boundaries and giving them new opportunities to play music.